This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The sun fell down.
All right, so let's get back to this huge audio and video out of Detroit, Michigan, of the local precinct head training other people for election night how to engage in fraud. Here it is.
Challengers and poll watchers. They have to wear a mask and they have to stay 6 feet. That's important because they can come behind your tables. But if you don't have 6 feet, they can't come back there. Any questions?
So the 60-pack, like, they have really good vision. They can actually
see. Exactly. Yes, they got really good vision. Or they brought their binoculars. 6 feet. That's the rule, right?
Hit pause. Back in 5 seconds. You hear that whole room of people laugh? Joe Biden's about to get a lot of votes in Detroit, enough to cancel out the rest of the state. Well, I bet more people vote in Detroit than live in Detroit. That's a safe bet, isn't it? Continue.
60. That's the rule, right? And you are entitled to your 6 feet.
Is that common?
I mean,
can
we accept
that?
You are entitled. It's the new. It's part of life forever. Like Bill Gates said, it's never going back. Repudiate these frauds. Continue.
They're coming. I don't know if they're coming to every precinct, but they're coming to many of them in the city. Yes, we have already gotten word. The state has already said they are coming. And the basic thing they're going to challenge is what? Absentee ballot. That is correct. Yes.
What if they're like challenging and they start yelling and kind of making a scene?
911. They got standards. They got conduct standards.
Okay.
They make a scene, get them up out of there. No police help.
Democrats don't want police except when they're taking you to jail for not taking shots. The Board of Election Supervisors won't let you know about the state code, though, and the law that you're supposed to let them observe no matter what. But see, they got the COVID. Doesn't matter if it's not a law. Doesn't matter if it's been overthrown. Because these are globalists we're dealing with. All right, who's been holding the longest now? That would be Joe in South Carolina. Thanks for holding, Joe. You're on the air.
You'd win the Powerball before you or the person next to you could commit voter fraud. That's just Barry Obama last election.
That's right. They tell us that election fraud doesn't exist. So does the FBI director.
Yeah, I'm really worried about this. You know, we got, so far they're saying, the last number I heard was 60,000 people already voted by mail. I think they're just going to keep on bringing in these ballots until they can hold up the election and just never announce a winner and then try to get him out in the court.
That's what they're going to try. What do you think we can do about it?
I don't know. Just tell everybody you know to get to the polls and vote in person on November 3rd.
I agree, brother. What else do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. Don't know. Just watching and waiting, doing whatever I can, telling everybody about this program and others, and just spreading the word, brother. That's all. That's all we can do.
Well, 16 million people have already voted by mail, and once the Democrats, who are known for their fraud, get a hold of those, I mean, here's an example. The FBI couldn't get one Republican to take money from Russia, and they went to over 5,000 people. But they could get basically every Democrat they went to would take money. I mean, what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with Democrats? I didn't grow up thinking Democrats were that bad. Was I ignorant, Joe, or have they always been this bad?
I don't know. And another thing I want to bring up was I haven't lived at my parents' house for over a decade, and they got a ballot for me.
14 years
I haven't lived in that house. And they got a ballot for me, and I'm registered Democrat, but I voted Republican in the last two elections.
They're bombing everybody with those, my friend. Tell the story. Get it out there. You just did it here. Thank you so much, Joe, for holding. We love you. All right. It's coming up. CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever, and so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated. That's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They create a problem that can never be defeated, but of course they're the ones in charge of the problem, and so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers now going with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking four samples. We must say no.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Well, he's a great guy, and he's a smart fella. He formerly was a lawyer until he quit doing that. He's also an Army veteran, and he won a big award at Yale for his article dealing with martial law, posse comitatus, at the law school. And now here we are all these years later. He was also one of the top stabbers for Ron Paul. Here we are all these years later with Stuart Rhodes, 6 days from the election, total censorship online, all hell breaking loose, official Democrats saying they're going to arrest the leadership of the Liberty Movement, even when they can remove Trump. Democrats saying that they're going to rush the White House November 4th and 5th. The left's claiming they're going to try to attack InfoWars as well. Not going to get into that too much on air. Meanwhile, a virus resurges, so does fear of more economic pain ahead. AP. Well, yeah, it's not the virus causing the collapse and the suicide. It's the shutdown doing it. And then all the Project Veritas video. You talk about smoking gun. A Republican consultant going around getting people to flip their votes to Democrat, admitting she's committing a crime on video. That's Project Veritas, and that's just where we are 6 days out from the election. So Stuart Rhodes is the founder of Oath Keepers, and, man, I saw a piece on him just a few weeks ago in a major publication. It's like, Rhodes claims the Democrats want to overthrow the country. Rhodes claims they're going to try to cause a civil war. Rhodes claims they want to have states secede during a contested election, but they never point out that Rhodes said it was in the New York Times 3 months ago when Podesta said that's the plan, John Podesta. So this is psychological warfare, where they admit they're doing all this. We say it's a bad idea, and they go, oh, you're crazy. That doesn't exist. Simply amazing. So, Stuart Rhodes, thank you so much for coming on with us to cover the waterfront here. How would you describe the battle space we're in and what we're headed for right now?
It's both mass gaslighting, like you were just talking about, but also mass projection. They're accusing us of doing everything that they're actually trying to do. For example, you know, you have terrorists in the streets coercing Trump supporters, trying to stop them from getting into Trump rallies, beating them for even just walking around with a Trump t-shirt on. And of course, you expect them to do that on election day. And so when those of us who are tasked with defending your rights announce we're going to stand up and protect people on election day, they immediately spin that as though that we're the ones going to be going out there, you know, armed militiamen are going to be out on the streets on election day outside of polls to intimidate voters. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to be stealing the election while accusing Trump and his followers of stealing it. They'll be out there coercing and threatening people while accusing us of doing it.
And let's be clear, these are all classic fascist and communist tactics on record with the media saying Antifa doesn't exist. I mean, they're really making a run at this country. How do you think the globalist Chi-Com run is going? How's their attack going?
I think it's going pretty well. I mean, the problem is they still have this massive pool of Americans out there who are dug in and are not going to recognize their fraud as being legitimate. That's the problem. But I think that, you know, if you're the Chinese, you're the communist Chinese, what would you want? What would you not want a nation that's your major rival to have an internal battle, to have a civil war going on? So I think either way, the bad guys still win. Even if their side, you know, loses in the coming civil war, they still win by destabilizing the United States and knocking us down.
And you just said something that is so profound. We asked, why are the Chi-Coms, why is Hollywood, why are the big tech companies all allied doing this? Because there's never retribution. If they get Biden in, they win. If they can divide the country, they win. Because Americans are too stupid and too lazy and too decadent to understand it. And so China's been threatening to physically attack the U.S. or Japan if we ship defensive weapons to Taiwan. They've been threatening to invade Taiwan and Hong Kong. Why doesn't the U.S. threaten retaliation against China if they don't stop meddling in our internal affairs? I think Trump needs to take it directly to them and not just say China runs the Democrats, but take it right to them and say, we hold you responsible for this, because I think that's what the American people need to understand. If they get that, they'll fully line up behind the president.
Well, I think you should do a massive data dump. He has the authority as commander-in-chief to declassify anything. He should start. He should start declassifying all the files, all the swamp water as the secrets that are being held over the heads of all these corrupt politicians, not just Hunter Biden and his father. That's the tip of the iceberg. But Trump should do a data dump. No one can.
That's right. Releasing it all gives the Chinese no more power.
Right. You expose who's been bought out by them. You expose all their tentacles in the United States. And so our deep state, the only way to ever really drain the swamp is to declassify all the secrets. And that's what you should do. I think you should do that right now. You should do that as his nuclear option. And they're trying to assail him and remove him from office illegitimately.
I agree. Trump needs to launch nuclear options now and not just roll the dice, because the enemies we face are too powerful. He needs to launch nuclear options. What are those? Data dump all the CIA and FBI files. What else?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's a big one. That is the swamp water. The swamp water all the swamp creatures swim in are the secrets that both protect them and control them. All that Epstein was doing, all the other, you know, pedophile rings, the blackmail politicians, all of that is about control. You throw the skeletons out in the streets, they no longer have any power or control over those politicians, and all of us will know who the crooks are and who the few good ones are. And then after that, leave it to us. You know, the veterans of this country will go and put it to them and take them into custody and do what we have to do. Do not trust the FBI. I mean, obviously the FBI is neck deep in this themselves.
Well, that's because they're blackmailed and compromised as well.
Sure. All of them. All the major players, I would say, all the way up to the very top, including Chief Justice Roberts, are probably compromised. And we all know this. You've been talking about this for years. But I think Trump has the one last chance as a massive data dump and start declassifying.
If Trump doesn't do that in the next 3 days, what do you expect to happen, and what are the other options? If he doesn't launch the nuclear option, how do we fight conventionally?
Well, that's the problem. If he then declares an insurrection to be in effect, which is what's going to happen after Election Day, as we already know, the left's going to go nuts. They're going to accuse the right of stealing the election, of suppressing voters, of not counting ballots, and they're going to riot in the streets and try to do a color revolution. The only way to really stop that is the data dump. Expose, you know, the real bad guys, throw the skeletons out in the streets, get them out of the closet, throw them in the streets, and then the average American seeing that will know exactly who's dirty. But short of that, they're going to accuse him of trying to stay in power illegitimately by invoking the Insurrection Act after Election Day. That's why he should have done it, in my opinion, he should have done it before Election Day, when he was the clear, undisputed president of the United States. Now they're going to wait until afterwards. They're going to declare him illegitimate, and then he'll try to suppress the insurrection, and they'll point to that and say, see, he's a dictator, and which will justify.
That's exactly what Podesta war game. So we even have the little bastard's war game. Think about the arrogance of him letting the New York Times into a Democrat war game over Zoom. I mean, why the hell are they even telegraphing it? Is that a confidence game, or what is it?
Well, I think it's instructions to their people. This is what's going to happen. Here's how we're going to do this. And they're so confident that they control media and a legal system, if they believe that if they put enough pressure and have at least the color of this being legitimate, that they'll be able to press through in the courts a decision that goes their way. Because don't forget, they have compromised justices as well. I think Roberts is one of them.
And that's why they're so pissed about Amy Coney Barrett, is they think she will vote for Trump and finally breaks the fact that at least one or two are compromised. You think that's accurate?
Well, yeah, that's why they're starting to demonize the court now. They're trying to say, well, this is illegitimate because she was confirmed when she shouldn't have been, even though it was perfectly constitutional and perfectly legal. They're going to now attack the credibility of the court. So no matter what, if the
All right, Stuart Rhodes, Skype froze. We will go back to him as soon as it comes back on. Folks, You notice everything we said a year ago, 6 months ago, is all happening. People thought I was fear-mongering. I'm not fear-mongering. The Democrats are public about this. As Stuart Rhodes said, they do it because it's their battle plan, and they want to legitimize it. So, again, as soon as we get a Skype reconnected, we will. They're going to do this. And they already have this control grid of big tech censoring everybody, where you can't get medical news, where you can't get political news, where only what official news says is allowed. This is an electronic straitjacket. Stuart, we're going to break, but what are the other topics you want to hit when we come back? Still working on his Skype. We'll just come back to Stuart here in just a moment. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com and NewsWars.com are the websites. And we have the news site because Twitter has now banned another URL, not ban.video, not 2020 Election Center, but now we have electionnight.news, electionnight.news, one word. Big Brother, Big Tech hopes you do not share, electionnight.news. If you want the Chi-Coms to win, do not spread, electionnight.news.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Big article on InfoWars.com. Big tech censors 2020 electioncenter.com. Days before election, even though the head of Twitter said they wouldn't censor URLs, they already censored band.video. Just another example of how they're already censoring the Republicans, how they're censoring senators and House members. Stuart Rhodes, you formerly were a practicing constitutional lawyer. You hung those spurs up to lead the great organization that really got the system so concerned, Oath Keepers. But looking at the censorship, how it's across the board now, and how Congress failed to act, now Congress is filing lawsuits against Google and things a day late, a dollar short. What should have been the action? I mean, is it this racketeering, organized crime, collusion by big tech when they admit they're going after certain classes of people?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they lied to their face, they lied to Congress in their face, you know, what, last year. And what they should have done is the DOJ should have investigated them and should have been prosecuting them already for everything you just said, for racketeering, for conspiracy to violate civil rights. I mean, for fraud in the inducement and fraud in the delivery. You know, when you sign up for Facebook, you agree to terms of service, but then they don't comply with their own terms of service. They will shadow ban you or outright ban you. We had a 500,000 followers on our Facebook page. It took down our Facebook page and all of our state pages in one day. And all of our personal accounts were deleted as well. No due process whatsoever.
And how it works is mainstream media will tattle on you and say, oh, look, they've got followers, and then big tech responds in advance.
Yeah. So it's now obvious what they're doing. But no, the Trump administration, frankly, has been asleep at the switch when it comes to prosecuting any of these people under federal law, under existing federal law. And it's long overdue. They should have done a long time ago. That's the problem, though, is they all have a feeling that.
A feeling of invincibility, a feeling that they're
all the way down to Antifa on the street. They can beat people with impunity. They get bailed out. So they all feel like a total carte blanche. And I don't blame them. I mean, the Trump DOJ has done nothing. Reality.
That's why they're so scared of Trump getting in. He's already said he may get rid of Barr and Ray if reelected. So what do you expect Trump to do if he is able to get reelected, is able to get in?
Well, I hope he does what he says he's going to do. But you know, I mean, he should have been doing that already. There's no point in waiting. Is this the problem? Is they're always told, we got to wait till you're reelected before you can do any of these things. And there's no guarantee that he'll be reelected. No guarantee he won't be assassinated. He should just do what's right from moment to moment and do what's right now and stop screwing around. That's what I think.
And that's what the system fears most, is direct action.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem, is they did what I knew they were going to do. Same thing they did with Reagan, is they surround him with establishment loyalists who will contain him and run the clock out. That's what they've done to Trump. And now they convinced him, don't drop the hammer. Don't, you know, invoke the Insurrection Act. Don't put the troops on the border. Don't do all the things that he should have done to secure our Constitution and secure our republic. Wait until you're reelected, then he can do these things. But so they got it here. But now he's going to be reelected under what's going to be considered questionable circumstances that they've created. And they're going to have all these never-Trumpers stabbing him in the back. Don't take it for granted that if he'll win in the Supreme Court, if this goes to the Supreme Court, don't take it for granted that all the deals
are. Sure, and I'll be honest with you. I have a bad feeling, and my gut was right last time that Trump was going to win. My analysis is he's going to win, but because of the fraud, they may just say he lost, have the media announce it, and then when he challenges it, they're calling him a dictator. They're the ones that are going to challenge, but if he challenges back, they've already defined that as dictatorship behavior, and he's going to be driven from power by these armies of meth heads. They've already got cranked up and ready to go in D.C.
Exactly. And frankly, we're concerned about a Benghazi-style attack. That's why Oath Keepers will be posted outside of D.C. We've got some of our best men working on the plan right now for where we're going to be. But we'll make sure that we're within range, because I don't trust the Pentagon. I don't trust the brass. I don't trust even the Secretary of Defense to stand behind the president. And don't be surprised if you don't get the same kind of stand-down order you saw with Benghazi. You had willing men.
Well, the Joint Chiefs already told the Democrats 2 months ago, and they said, will you help us overthrow Trump? They said, we will not get involved. Well, that's the same thing as helping them if they're going to have a stand-down.
Right, exactly. That's the risk. Because a stand-down order last minute, you expect the military to save the White House. But if there's a stand-down order given and then they're kept on post, then what happens? The same thing that happened in Benghazi, but intentionally done. That's what we're concerned about. So that's why we feel honor about and do what we can.
And they're not in Cleveland like they were 4.5 years ago when the state police and local police knew what was going on. They knew there was a truck bomb plan. They, for several blocks around it, surrounded it with dump trucks, thousands of police with their guns all ready, so that no roads could get in there to actually do that. Trump is in the middle of D.C., in the middle of a swamp, surrounded by enemies.
And certainly the president will probably be whisked away by Secret Service, but the problem is meanwhile you have the victory for the radical left of having the Antifa flag or a communist flag flying over the White House. They would love to have that.
And let's be clear, Democrats already say, we're going to have our own inauguration. Geography doesn't matter if he's bunkered into the White House. And then Clinton talks about him in there with sandbags. They're obsessed with physically getting the White House. They've told us.
Yeah, so I think it'd be foolish not to expect that and not to plan for it. So that's what we're doing. Those keepers is planning for that eventually.
Because if 10,000 Antifa try to climb over and don't care if they're getting shot, then the Secret Service are bad if they're mowing people down. Even 500 Secret Service are going to run out of bullets if 10, 20,000 people attack.
Right, so that's what we're concerned about. I mean, I know it sounds outlandish and it sounds kind of crazy, but given the trajectory of the left and how far they've gone into weather underground terrorism already, I think we'd be foolish not to plan for that as a possibility.
Also, the left are decoys for the real international, multinational mercenary groups that literally could drive in armored dump trucks with explosives and roll one in there and blow up the White House. I mean, this is real.
Sure, there's that Red-Green Alliance. They have a lot of jihadists who are well-trained and experienced in warfare. And, of course, you have the PLA advisors. Wherever there's going to be material, you can expect there to be advisors as well. So don't be surprised if we don't find out later that there were PLA advisors directly involved in the plans surrounding Election Day.
What about executive action? You know, that's a term usually used for killing a president. What about the other way around? I'm not an authoritarian guy, but when you're faced with Chinese operatives funding Democrats, that makes them literally enemy combatants in the truest sort. I know you wrote papers on enemy combatant status, but I mean, what do you call this when you've got these enemies? We know they're pulling this. We know they're foreign agents. We just let them keep pulling it? Because if the Justice Department won't do its job, then constitutionally, where does it fall? To the president? To the army?
Well, it's treason is what it is. So what Trump should do is he should fire Barr and put in an aggressive prosecutor that will actually enforce the law. That's what he should do right away.
And then have the hostage rescue team and the FBI go arrest a few hundred globalists. They'll roll over and quit.
Well, that's why he should do the declassification. If he does the declassification of the dirty secrets that control them, it would expose not only them, but it would expose the deep state itself, the actual deep state, the ones that are blackmailing everybody else. So he should use that nuclear option. He has the ability to do it. I'm sure he's being advised somehow he can't do it, but he has absolute authority to declassify anything he wants.
Well, what we're seeing is the nuclear option by Chinese water torture. I mean, you know, it wasn't just the average Joe's got a lot of this stuff. I think Trump is dribbling it out, but not fast enough. I think he should flood it out now.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't flood it out completely. You should just order the Marine Corps to go seize the databases at the NSA and the FBI and just sit on it and let the military intelligence guys sift through it all and help them declassify it. Get it done.
Let's talk about the historic time we're in with Stuart Rhodes, author, researcher, head of the Oath Keepers, an amazing patriot. Don't forget our new website is electionnight.news. That URL is not being censored right now. It's how you share band.video and all the live feeds. It's how you defeat the New World Order. Do you want to defeat them? Do you want to fight back? Then spread that link, electionnight.news. Stay with us. And oathkeepers.org. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We could only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off, with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Before, and you were saying that they had you on medication, but the medication with your creativity, it with all kinds of things.
Oh, it blocked my ability to channel what God wanted me to do. But we're all on medication right now. Did you use toothpaste with fluoride today? It blocks your pineal gland. And they put children on it, and we put our kids on it. You know, it's inside the deodorants that we use. It's all these things to create like a disconnect to God, to serve that. It's like, are you serving man? Or are you serving the one and only master? The last figure I saw is there were 210,000 deaths due to COVID in America. And everywhere you go, you see someone with a mask on. With A, the A word, A culture. I'll say it one time. With abortion culture, there are 1,000 black children aborted a day, daily. We are in genocide. So more black children have died in the past since February than people have died of COVID. And everyone wears a mask. So it's a matter of where are we turning a blind eye to? Like, the media can control, a lot of times it has control, what we care about. I even heard somebody say at one point.
Yep, that's Kanye West just a couple days ago down the street from where my studios are with Joe Rogan. And I like Joe's show, but, you know, he has Jamie, everything I say, fact check it. He's like Kanye roll. Of course, what Kanye was saying is all true. But here's the good news. I'm proud of this. InfoWars was instrumental in waking up Kanye West. He's talking about it. And so see how that works? Even though Alex Jones isn't on the Joe Rogan show, I am on the Joe Rogan show because you're on the Joe Rogan show. Fluoride in the water, brain damaging us on record. The targeting of the children for abortion. Oh, but they love you so much. Oh, they want to save you. Oh, 14 black guys got killed by the cops wrongly. Let's riot. But, oh, millions of black kids die. Nobody cares. Kanye is exposing it. And it's beautiful. Stuart Rhodes, I want to take a few phone calls with you because it's all on the same subject. The election was coming up. But talk about the Great Awakening. The globalists have got to be scared. I don't see how they get away with putting Biden in with all this Chinese propaganda and espionage coming out. Unless they're going to try to bring in a total tyranny to suppress all of us once they get in. But lo and behold, the Democrats, as you know, not just disgraced former MSNBC host like Keith Olbermann, but Democrat leaders are saying they're going to punish us. They're going to arrest us. They're going to get the leadership. We're terrorists. They're planning an authoritarian takeover if Biden's able to get in or they're able to assassinate Trump. We really should be thanking our lucky stars and praying for the president. You're a smart war game, military background, also former lawyer, all of it. You've had a good crystal ball. What happens, God forbid, if Biden gets in?
Gets in, I think at least about a good third of this country will not recognize him as being legitimate, and I'm one of them. I don't trust the electoral system any longer. That's the problem. It's been so many times, Project Veritas, multiple videos exposing, doing awesome work they do, exposing all the fraud. It's already admitted. It's already been going on. And so that's the problem. And that's what happens. When you're trying to attack a country and destroy it from within, you make sure that everyone questions the legitimacy of their government and the system. And so they win, in a way they win, even with us not trusting the results. So either way you want it with a destabilized country. But no, I can't concede that to Biden. I think it's going to be stolen. I think Trump will beat him soundly unless it's stolen. And so you're going to wind up with very much like 1861 with a half the country not trusting the results either way it goes. That's where we're at. But the big picture behind that is this massive ideological division in this country. You know, the left has gone full Marxist. The Democratic Party is now the party of communism. That's what they are. And it's a party of totalitarianism. Someone like Biden, of course, is an old-school corrupt Democrat. He's not, same category as some of the new true believer leftists, but he'll be controlled by them. He's only a puppet. And so we're going to see a full court press to lock down this country and impose.
That's right. He's fully endorsed Bernie Sanders and AOC and all these other pieces of filth.
Sure, because he's riding their wave. It's a wave of communism on the left and a wave of populism and nationalism on the right. Those are two competing, clashing visions for this country, and they're irreconcilable.
What about retribution against China? I mean, Trump hit them with massive tariffs. We cut off a lot of their operatives. We cut off the money to the Democrats, but this is a military attack. I mean, I love that Trump's the big peacemaker and getting us out of these wars, but now we're actually under attack, Stuart. Now I want some pushback. But how do you do that with a nuclear power?
Well, what you do is proxy warfare. The Democrats and all the leftists that are part of their proxy warfare, that's what we're fighting right now in the streets. But you got to root out the leadership, the ones that have turned, the turncoats, the traitors who have turned over and are bought out by the Chinese. And that's why you can't concede the left coast. I've heard many patriots say, well, let California go and Washington State and Oregon. That's a massive mistake. You can't do that. Or you have a communist Chinese foothold on U.S. soil.
No, I agree. China. We have to ideologically retake those areas.
you're going to have to just, it's going to wind up being a war. You're going to defeat them in warfare. And then you got to figure out, you know, it's kind of like with the founding fathers dealing with the loyalists. What do you do with these people?
And by the way, you just said it. The left sees the West Coast with all the Chinese investment has already broken away. That's why Podesta in that war game with the New York Times said, we're going to have the Western states secede the West Coast. So we don't want to give them what they already want.
Yeah. Why give it up? You can't do that. And this is the thing. You're not going to make peace with communists. You're not going to say, okay, you can keep those three states and that'll be commie land on U.S. soil, but you can have that, and then we'll get along after that.
They always exploit the territory they have to take over the bordering territory.
Yeah, absolutely. So all you do then is give communist China a legit foothold on U.S. soil. But they're already doing it. I mean, there's a Ho Chi Minh Trail coming right in through Mexico. They're bringing explosives in. They're bringing RPGs. They're bringing all kinds of weapons. And they're bringing in advisors as well. It's the same thing we saw in Vietnam. It's just it goes through Mexico this time instead of going through Laos or Cambodia.
Well, let's talk about military rules of engagement. I'm not going to do it. You know, you're there defensively, bringing resources, you know, in to defend the president. That's the point we've gotten to. But if they have terror groups with RPGs attacking governors' mansions and capitals to create fear, obviously law enforcement needs to just take matters in their own hands. The citizens at a certain point are going to talk about this, only 6 days out from this. If, let's say, Antifa will take credit, but it'll be some globalist operatives, you know, kill some governors, blow up some stuff, blow up some conservative news publications to scare everybody to submission, you don't actually go out and try to find the people with the RPGs that attacked that disappeared. No, you go after their commanders, who are the Democrats that have openly aligned themselves with the Chi-Coms. Now, I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying militarily chasing the terrorist around is not what you do. You go after their commanders. But, again, we don't have any command and control to go after their commanders.
Well, you do both. You have to have a stability program where you defend your communities. That can be done by the average Joe. And then the more well-trained veterans, like your special warfare-trained veterans, that should be their task is go after the command and control of the bad guys. And that goes way up the ladder, you know. So that's if this blows up into a civil war, you will bet that our side will not just go and fight their street soldiers. We will go for their command and control also. That's a smart thing to do in warfare. That's what's going to happen. And I think you're going to see that. We've had recent discussions with guys that are special warfare veterans and also current serving, and they're paying very much attention to what's going on, and quite a few of them are waking up. And so it's not going to be an easy fight for the radical left. They're going to get swamped with very competent, battle-hardened veterans on our side.
But again, the left are just cannon fodder, and so I'm not getting into the war planning or any of these things, but if you have Chi-Com backed attempt to overthrow the country, the Democrats admit they're overthrowing the country, and they're trying to do it, I just simply don't want them to be able to model the battle space where Americans kill each other. I just want to have a discussion about how the traitors are going to be treated, the collaborators that were part of this.
Well, that's what Trump should do, the data dump. I mean, no one, unless they're completely insane, is going to turn a blind eye to, you know, very clear evidence that someone's a pedophile, for example, a sitting senator.
That's right. So you identify who the targets are by putting the dirt out on them.
Sure. You put it out there WikiLeaks style. That's why Assange, you know, is so dangerous to the deep state. He put it out there for everyone to see. Do the exact same
thing. All right, stay right there, Stuart Rhodes. I'm Alex Jones. It's the Battle for the Republic 2020. It's here, fighting for our lives.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment of this hour, we're going to talk to Terry, Derek, Jason, and Beefy. Beefy's up next. Holding patiently. Stuart Rose is here with us on All Shows. He's the oathkeepers.org.
On lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I know I sounded crazy 20 years ago, and I sounded nuts 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, but I'm studying what the globalists are actually doing. Now, Stuart Rhodes, I'm in the weird position. I know you are as well. Where you were talking about stuff 5 years ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, it's all coming true because you studied military history. You studied the different current factions and how they operate. They're always so arrogant. They operate like we can't read their own white papers or their own stuff that falls in our hands. I mean, it's always bizarre to me. Like if I was Podesta and evil, I wouldn't be having public war games with hundreds of people on the Zoom call in front of the New York Times talking about Civil War secession. But I get it. They've got to normalize the outrageousness they're involved in. I think it's going to be their undoing. But just quantify them. We're going to some calls. This time in history, we've never faced something like this since our founding. I mean, I think even the Civil War was less of a threat than this is right now. What do you think?
Well, this is much more like the American Revolution, the first one. That was our first Civil War. Because it was a split in families, like Ben Franklin and his own son were estranged. This is an ideological split, much like that was. And also, of course, it's a civil war because you have sitting politicians who are part of the enemy's ranks. They're in line with the radical.
So we're just totally infiltrated. It's all mixed together.
Right, it's all mixed together. But the good news for us, though, is we have 14 million veterans, I believe, at least, a massive pool of combat veterans who are awake and aware. And as you said earlier, you've got the walkaway movement now. You've got people walking away from the Democratic Party. The danger for us, though, is that they're going to create so much instability that people will turn to the military, and the military will be seen as the saviors, but all you're doing is jumping from the frying pan into the fire. You do not want a military dictatorship in this country. And so people have got to make sure that we run a stability campaign in our own communities to make sure that we keep the lid on things so it doesn't spiral out of control. You don't get generals that then pop up and claim to be the saviors, and all they do is usher you into the destruction of the Constitution. So it's important for us, all you veterans out there, you got to stand up and stand watch and lead your local community in watching over their own backyards, over their own neighborhoods, their own towns.
And let's remember, we are genetic spliced copies of all our ancestors. So if you wonder why humans keep acting the same, we are basically those same people. And since what you're saying is totally true, we do the same stuff over and over again.
Right. And so bad guys, of course, they'll manipulate you through fear. That's the big one, fear and hatred. So if we can keep a lid on the violence in our communities and stop them from creating the chaos that they want and they need, then we'll have a better chance of coming through this with an intact constitution. But be careful, though. I mean, the false choice has been given before. Look at Germany. To stop the communists, everyone leaped into the arms of Hitler. And so I want to make sure that people understand that you have to make sure you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I agree, but I don't think we have a Hitler character in the Republican leadership right now. I feel pretty good knowing Trump's there. I don't think he wants to be a dictator.
No, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the generals. I mean,
agree that once we have this atmosphere, they could kill Trump and say they're a right-wing leader.
Right, which is why I believe Trump should be in a secure location on election night and thereafter. He should make it difficult for them to find him and isolate him. He needs to be someplace where he has the ability to reach the American people no matter what's going on. So I really need to work that out.
So should he be like at Site R in Maryland or in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado?
Wherever he needs to be secure, but also have the ability to reach us and talk to us. So I'm not, it's way beyond my pay grade. That's where he should be. Wherever he needs to be safe and secure with his own security force. Not trusting.
Oh, we're definitely in the time of betrayal and sneakiness because the Democrats, because they're so weak and evil and so bought off, that's what makes them dangerous to me, Stuart.
Well, sure, they want to get rid of him no matter what because they see that this is a risk for them. They could be exposed. And so that's why you should expose them. Just do the data dump, do it now, drain the swamp. That is the swamp water, all the dirty secrets. Just drain it. Do it all in one fell swoop. And they'll be left laying out in the sun, you know, naked and exposed. We'll all be able to see who's who. And then after that, it'll be on. They'll be hunted down, you know, by us, by the people.
Stuart, let's take a few final calls, oathkeepers.org. Please remember, listeners, we have the best high-quality multivitamin with amino acids, all the vitamins, all the essential minerals, the amino acids to get it to your body. For children and adults, it's called Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's still in stock, selling out quick, InfoWarsStore.com. And to thank you all for your support, stock up on it. Ultra 12 is great for your immune system as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Take it under the tongue. Highest quality B12. This big sale's got to end in 4 days. Black Friday in October. Triple Patriot points in your next order. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of stuff is sold out. We should be getting it back hopefully sometime. But BrainForce Plus is selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. And get your T-shirts there as well. It's so important to keep us on the air. I want to thank you all. Let's go ahead. And who's been holding the longest here? That would be Beefy in Virginia. Beefy, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
How are you doing, man? It's good to talk to you.
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty beefy, brother. Look, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that it's really easy to volunteer to poll watch. You can legally do it. You don't even have to fill anything out. You can legally go poll watch. But if you want to go and volunteer, you can go to protectthevote.net, and you can volunteer to poll watch. And I think it'd be really good for everyone to get out on November 3rd. I mean, I took the day off. And, you know, we just got to go out there.
Well, you heard that Democrat video earlier, that audio, where they're up in Michigan saying we're going to basically steal the election and we're not going to let poll watchers in here. They're scared of poll watchers. So what you're doing is a great job there in Virginia.
Yeah, and we just gotta, you know, we just gotta force it. We gotta be stronger than them. We gotta come with everything with 100%. We gotta really tell them what's gonna happen. We're gonna watch the poll. We're gonna watch people vote, and we're gonna watch them submit their vote and make sure it gets delivered. I'm even gonna go to the extent to where, once the poll closes that night, I'm gonna watch those ballots get delivered to the State Department or wherever they're counted at that night. That's how far I'm going, but I can't say the same for others.
I know one thing's for sure, Beefy, and I appreciate your call. This is an exciting time to be alive. I keep going back to that with you, Stuart. Politically, you've talked about the time we're in, but what about the spiritual time we're in? The fight between good and evil is so clear now. The sky broke up. Stuart, the fight between good and evil right now is so clear. What would you call this historical time, good versus evil?
I can't hear Alex.
Okay, well, you may be having a few Skype problems there with Stuart Rhodes. While we figure that out, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in New York. Jason, you're on the air, or New Mexico. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Just as you was mentioning the spiritual battle, I wanted to remind people that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So may God continue to strengthen you, the crew, and all of our family. My frustration comes because they've stolen our sovereignty, and we the people need to regain our jurisdiction. This nation was not built by the Congress and for the Congress. It was built for the people by the people. We have more than enough evidence that for decades these politicians have, you know, sold us out. So we're facing another election, but are we going to vote for more corruption? And like Stuart Rhodes was saying, we have enough to go round these people up. What are we waiting for? Their modus operandi is reverse psychology. So they're war gaming on how to take over this republic. And we're sitting back just talking about, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that.
But and that's because they've got the media that will call us terrorists. And so we just have to keep putting data out on them. But I agree with you that we're rapidly approaching a point of no return. And so it's a very dangerous situation.
Well, they say that our republic only functions with a well-informed population. So why the hell, excuse my language, are we letting big tech control the flow of information like that? I mean, come on, you got to create another URL. Why are we not rounding up big tech? Why are we not rounding up the DOJ and the FBI if they're not going to do their job?
I agree with you. That's Trump's biggest failing, is big tech was smart. They made it about me first. First they demonized me, they made about me, took me off, and then everybody else got took off once they had the precedent set. They were very, very smart. But now it's gone so far, Congress is taking action. There are DOD investigations. There isn't any trust thing happening. It needs to be busted up just like big telecoms are. Big telecoms are big corrupt corporations too, but they were never allowed to go that far because Congress busted their ass up. Jason, right. Thank you so much. Anything else? Anything else, Jason? Oh, he's gone. All right, yeah, Stuart's Skype crapped out, so we're going to let Stuart go. Appreciate Stuart Rhodes of Oakkeepers. We're going to come back and talk to Derek and Terry, and then I'm going to end this transmission for myself, and I'm going to go to the doctor, and they're going to get pliers, and they're going to rip this wisdom tooth out because it is sending me for loops. So that is coming up. I'm going to feel so good after that. I'm going to think I'm going to come up here and work tonight. But you got Owen Schroer with the Roar Room coming up, Paul Joseph Watson as well, in the next hour, but two more calls, this little short segment. And I just want to thank all our radio stations, all our TV stations. I want to thank the great crew. I want to thank everybody out there for keeping us on the air this long. It's been amazing, and we haven't compromised. We haven't backed down, and now we're on air when they thought they had to have us off. They're so upset that InfoWars is off. They've been trying to hack attack us every day for months to take us down, but you kept us on air. So check out the new URL.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.